the best of Money Matters. Right Business.
Welcome to The Right Business, where we dive deep into the stories of trailblazers who dare to disrupt the status quo, find the gap in the market to find the right business. Hello, I'm Hong Bin Jung. City Square Mall has been transformed on a scale few would imagine. 680,000 bamboo chopsticks repurposed into ceilings and walls. Over 1,000 kilograms of plastic bottles turned into sleek panels. And 4 kilometers of salvage timber reborn as cladding and furniture. Sustainability isn't hidden here. It's bold, visible, and impossible to ignore. Making this ambitious vision a reality required a firm that thrives on bold ideas. Bringing this bold vision to life required a firm that's not afraid to think differently. That's where TAIL comes in. Known for inventive and thoughtful design, they specialize in turning ordinary materials into extraordinary experiences. Could this be the future of retail spaces everywhere? And what does it really take to make sustainability visible in a bustling mall? Well, joining us today to share more is Liao CG, who is the Associate Director at TAIL Architects. Hi, CG. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Hongbin.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, CG, I just want to start off by asking you, how did TAIL come about and how has that journey shaped the way the firm approaches projects today?
TAIL was co-founded by our directors, Lino Liao and Tay Yen Lee. They both started with a simple belief that good design has the power to influence the society positively. So in this sense, we treat each project as a unique design statement with its own context and designed specifically for the people who uses it. So it's kind of like a bespoke for each of the project that we take part in.
Well, sustainability is a big word in architecture, but each firm interprets it differently. When you think about sustainability and design, what does it mean for TAIL?
For us, sustainability is a holistic, it's actually a whole life commitment rather than just an add-on piece that you see once in a while. It's actually really a mindset, I would say, circular mindset, design mindset, that when we consider a building, the entire lifespan from the embodied carbon of its materials to even to the operational performance and how users experience the space. Yeah, so I think with this right mindset, that's how we can actually achieve sustainability.
Well, what distinguishes TAIL from other architecture firms in Singapore then, especially in an industry that is already very saturated?
Right. Now, a lot of times we hear sustainability in a lot of buildings or even in our daily life. I think what differentiates us from other firms is that we make it visible and tangible as part of the architectural experiences. A lot of times you will see that the sustainability focus is on the operational needs, the efficiency, how to make the building achieve, you know, some net zero carbon. So these are kind of the invisible forces. But we take it a step further by using sustainability as a deliberate aesthetic language. In a way, we integrate innovative upcycled materials directly into the design. This approach kind of transforms what you see as behind the scenes into an engaging story people can see and connect with, providing a resourceful design that is actually beautiful to look at.
Well, TAIL has partnered with City Square Mall to design one of the first establishments in the region that integrates upcycled materials on a massive, visible scale. Now, City Square Mall carries the title of Singapore's pioneering Eco Mall. When they approached TAIL, what was your first reaction to working on such a space?
Yeah, when we were approached, we were very excited and definitely very happy that our visions are aligned with the client, CDL. City Square Mall, as you know, being Singapore's first eco mall, it really set us thinking, like, how do we redefine what an eco mall means to the next generation? Nowadays, shopping mall is no longer just a destination for shopping. We wanted users to experience the space we crafted by using upcycled materials, adding more greenery, a more design space. So as they walk through the space, they are also curious about what exactly is that material that was being used on the walls. So in a way, we wanted to evoke their senses and a whole new eco-retail experiences. Yeah, we were actually very thankful to be entrusted with this great opportunity.
Maybe I should be more observant next time, because I go to City Square Mall every week and I did not know that, you know, you guys used upcycled materials from 680,000 chopsticks, 1,000 kilograms of plastic bottles to discarded, you know, bubble wrap and Meiji milk bottles to, you know, transform them into unique wall coverings and floor indicators. I mean, I need to go back there tonight and, you know, actually see it for myself once again. But walk us through the process of sourcing these materials. Where did you get these recycled materials?
Right. Actually, our firm has always been looking out for this interesting sustainable materials. So it's always in our pipeline. So when we receive this project, we do have a few materials that we wanted to use and test. At the same time, we also actively reach out to suppliers, vendors, both local and also overseas. For example, if you do visit City Mall later, you will see that we use bubble wrap textile. Mm. We use it on the wall. And these are from Israel.
Oh!
Yeah, right from Israel. Yeah. So there's a lot of talk and tour and getting materials, like samples from them to make sure that it's the right material. And locally, we also upcycled disposable bamboo chopsticks and use them as wall panels. You can also see them in the lift lobby. Yeah, so these chopsticks are the ones that you know, when you take away food or you go to the hawker center. And this chopstick, when after they are used, they are being disposed. So the vendors actually do collect them and process it locally in a local factory and make them into wall panels, aesthetic wall panels.
Right. Was there any prototyping that went into making sure that these materials were safe? How did you integrate the different materials in a commercial setting?
Right. Every material that we source actually underwent testing for durability, fire safety, and of course, easy to maintain. It is definitely safe. Some of the materials we source at first didn't have the necessary certificates, and then we will request the vendor for it. So actually, as an architect, it is also our responsibility to ensure that these materials comply with the authority requirement.
Oh, very interesting. But what was the most challenging part then of turning these discarded everyday objects into design features?
Right. It is really very challenging, especially for all these materials. We don't have much precedent on using them on a large-scale commercial project. Hence, each material to us is pretty new to the contractor and also to the client. A lot of tests were done to get the right color, the right texture, and also the right details. We also have to have a lot of trust from the various stakeholders to agree to even using these materials. But again, with the right mindset, I think we could all overcome this to achieve what we want.
All right. Well, I mean, many sustainability measures are invisible to the public, but here you've put the story front and center. So what kinds of reaction do you hope people can take away from seeing and touching these materials every day in places where, I mean, used in places where we would never have imagined?
We hope, like, the things that we've done in City Square Mall are interesting. So we hope when visitors, they visit the place, they have a sense of curiosity, and they start to provoke, all this material starts to provoke them to rethink what is sustainability. You know, we hope that by showing how everyday objects can be upcycled and turned into something beautiful, sustainability is no longer a big word. It is in our everyday life. Yeah, so this is what we hope. When people visit the mall, they can actually have these thoughts with them and bring it home.
Definitely. Well, what does this project say about the role architects can play then in shaping not just physical buildings, but changing attitudes towards sustainability habits?
I feel like this project, it demonstrates that architects can serve as educators. We are using design as a platform to change public attitudes and make sustainability more engaging. For us, this is actually the part of human-centric architecture where we positively impact people's lives and perspectives. Yeah, I think this is how we can change the attitude towards more sustainable habits.
Amazing. Well, do you think that the City Square Mall model could serve as a template for other malls or public spaces across Singapore and the region as well?
Yeah, we think City Square Mall definitely can do that. It shows that sustainability can be a powerful and also a visible part of our everyday lives. It could also be an identity of its own. And I think moving forward, I believe more and more spaces will incorporate sustainability in such a visible and aesthetic manner.
And looking back on the entire journey of this revamp, what is the biggest lesson you're taking away, and what are TAIL's future plans for 2026 and beyond?
Well, For me, the biggest takeaway is seeing how adaptive reuse could have such a great impact on the design. You know, new doesn't always mean it's better, but I think it's better to be able to upcycle a product to transform an everyday space into a more sustainable environment. That itself is an achievement. For 2026, we will continue to do better, delivering a more human-centric, integrating sustainability in an innovative and fun manner, and definitely enhancing user experience. Hopefully, you get to see more of our works next year.
Looking forward to it. Well, thank you so much, CG, for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that was Liao CG, Associate Director of Tail Architects. This has been The Right Business with me, Hongbin Jung.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at audio.sg or download the audio app. That's AWEDIO, audio at the App Store and Google Play.